Jones wondered what this was all about. He said, "Whoa! You want to see her? You come around some night, see her dancing with her pet?"
"Good grief! Don't tell me that she is this harlot O'Hara."
"Yeah, she harlot O'Hara, all right."
"Boethius plus a pet," Ignatius mumbled. "What a discovery."
"She be opening in a couple of 3 days, man. You ought to get your ass down here. This the very finest act I ever seen. Whoa!"
"I can only imagine,"
Ignatius said respectfully. Some brilliant satire on the decadent old South being cast before the unaware swine in the Night of Joy audience. Poor harlot.
"Tell me, what sort of pet does she have?"
"Hey, I can't tell you that, man. You got to see for yourself. This act a big surprise. Harlot got something to say, too. This ain't just a regular strip act. Harlot talking."
Good heavens, some incisive commentary which no one in her audiences could fully comprehend. He must see Harlot. They must communicate.
"There is one thing I would like to know, sir," Ignatius said. "Is the Nazi proprietress of this cesspool around here every night?"
"Who? Miss Lee? No."
Joan smiled at himself. The sabotage was working too perfectly. The fat mother really wanted to come to the Night of Joy.
"She say Harlot O'Hara so perfect, she so fine, she don't have to be coming around at night to supervise. She say just as soon Harlot be opening, she living for a vacation in California. Whoa!"
"What luck," Ignatius slobbered. "Well, I shall be here to see Miss O'Hara's act. You may secretly reserve a ringside table for me. I must see and hear everything she does."
"Ooh-wee! You be real welcome, man. Drag your ass over in a couple of days. We give you the finest service in the house." "Jones, are you talking to that character or what?"
Lana demanded from the door.
"Don't worry," Ignatius told her. "I'm leaving. Your henchman has terrified me completely. I shall never make the mistake of even passing by this vile pigsty."
"Good,"
Lana said, and swung the door closed. Ignatius gloated at Jones conspiratorially.
"Hey, listen," Jones said. "Before you be leaving, tell me something. What do you think a color cat can do to stop being a vagrant or employed below the minimum wage?"
"Please."
Ignatius fumbled through his smock to find the curb and raise himself.
"You can't possibly realize how confused you are. Your value judgments are all wrong. When you get to the top, or wherever it is that you want to go, you'll have a nervous breakdown or worse.
Do you know of any Negroes with ulcers?"
"Of course not. Live contentedly in some hovel. Thank Fortuna that you have no Caucasian parent hounding you. Read Boethius."
"Who? Read what?"
"Boethius will show you that striving is ultimately meaningless, that we must learn to accept. Ask Miss O'Hara about him.